Staying safe in the ocean is all about communicating the right message to swimmers. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jace Bernhardt, associate professor in the Department of Geology, Environment, and Sustainability at Hofstra University, explains how to do so.
It might surprise you to learn that one of the leading causes of weather-related fatalities each year across the United States is rip currents. Rip currents are narrow but strong flows of ocean water typically originating at the shoreline and moving rapidly out to sea. They are more frequent during periods of rough surf and large waves, sometimes due to tropical storms well offshore. While rip currents do not actually pull people underwater, they can sometimes become dangerous. Why? Because when swimmers are impacted by a rip current, they may panic, as they fear being swept out to sea. In doing so, they often try to fight the rip current by attempting to swim back to shore. The currents, however, can be much stronger than any human can swim. So going against one is often a challenge, and the fatigue from fighting the current can result in the need for a lifeguard rescue. Rip current danger demonstrates the complexity of severe weather outreach. While the rip itself is not particularly dangerous, an inappropriate response to one can turn deadly. Thus, providing memorable lessons of what to do when caught in a rip current is of vital importance. Quite simply, if you are caught in a rip current, you should stay calm, wave for help, and if you feel comfortable doing so, swim parallel to shore, not towards it, to escape the rip. To make those instructions more engaging, especially for younger swimmers who might be more likely to swim without lifeguards, my team has developed a virtual reality video game where participants are caught in a rip current and have to escape. Initial results indicate that this form of outreach is effective, and we are currently testing and translating the game into Spanish to make it accessible to a broader population.
That was Jace Bernhardt of Hofstra University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.